You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Forget those Sunday night blues for a second with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go paper-tarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
Welcome to the official Masked Singer podcast.
Are you kidding me?
A production of iHeartRadio and Fox, executive produced by KT Studio.
I love you. Let's go.
We are the one, the only official podcast for the Masked Singer.
So cool indeed.
You know what time it is, man. America's number one show and the biggest best mystery game on TV.
Who is that?
What's going on, man? It's your boy Bow Wow, a.k.a. The Frog from Season 3.
Woo! My goodness!
Wow. Tonight we have a great show. No, you know what? Not even great. Phenomenal.
Uh-oh, game changing?
All right, look, man, I'm going to holler at our Masked Singer guest panelists. That's right, man. Cheryl Hines is in the building. I can't wait to chop it up, word.
I know her.
Do you know this man?
Never seen you in my life.
I've also got the very first interview with one of tonight's Unmasked Singers.
Ooh, I am impressed.
And as always, I have this week's exclusive clue right here in front of me. I know y'all want to know, and if you want to know, then you need to keep it locked right here with me. But before we get into all of that, let's go ahead and see what popped off in episode 8.
Shall we?
It's the group lead finals, and it's a double unmasking.
When it was all said and done, we had 2 singers going home. I mean, that's the worst part about the show, baby. We gotta go home. Nobody likes to go home.
Whatchamacallit, take it off.
Second singer headed home tonight is The Serpent.
Oh. Take it off!
Oh my gosh, I hope it's the singing surgeon!
Oh my goodness! Dr. Elvis! Viral superstar and first responder, my man! The singing doctor, Dr. Elvis!
It's a real blessing, and I think it's the perfect time for you to be on the show right now. Thank you. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Indeed. Thank you.
For more insider analysts, let's check in with Jen O'Donnell. Jen, what up?
Thanks, Bow. I'm back with the Masked Scoop Report. Here's the clues everybody's talking about. Jumping right in with the seahorse, some YouTube sleuthing revealed that Ariana Grande once told Jimmy Fallon that if she could be any animal, it would be a seahorse. Now, we're not sure if her voice matches up with seahorse, but have you ever heard Ariana Grande sing like Celine Dion? Ariana can do impressions. This week, we saw a Christmas wreath that could allude to Seahorse having recorded a Christmas album. In that case, it's led fans to guess Jessica Simpson, which would also explain the previous Chicken of the Sea clue. I can verify what Jenny said on the show, that singer Kesha was in fact born with a tail. It can happen. So, is the seahorse tail a hint that Kesha is the one under the mask? Chomping at the bit to talk about Crocodile. This week we found out that Crocodile is a video game playing world traveler who was once in a cult classic film. Online we're seeing guesses for heartthrobs like Nick Carter and Neil Patrick Harris. Turns out, according to fans, that Nick Carter did have a small part in the cult classic Edward Scissorhands, but there could be something there for Neil Patrick Harris. I saw playing cards in the package, and Neil Patrick Harris is known for performing magic? Well, a magician never reveals their secrets, so we've got a lot of guessing to do still. That's the scoop for now. Back to you, Bow Wow.
I appreciate it, Jen. Now that we're all caught up, let's go ahead and get this thing started.
Who is that?
All right, you guys, I have a special guest in the building. Not only does she do a comedic thing, she also directs. She steps behind the camera. Actress who's been nominated for 2 Emmy Awards. She is here, that's right, as a guest judge on The Masked Singer and as a panelist on Fox new hit show, I Can See Your Voice. It's the one, the only, I can say this is my homegirl. Cheryl Hines is in the building.
Thank you.
First of all, I'm a big fan of Curb Your Enthusiasm, by the way. I watch it all the time. Listen, I YouTube my favorite episodes and clips. I'm telling you, like, it's my thing. And, you know, being on The Masked Singer, talk about that improvising as far as we can't talk. You can't see facial expressions. So, therefore, we have to use our body. Does improv come along with The Masked Singer? Can you use improv? And I feel like we have to because we have no other resource.
Oh, you definitely have to. The Masked Singer is, you know, it's such a crazy show. Let's just start there. But the performers that are the Masked Singers, I mean, they are really improvising all the time because nobody knows what's going to happen when somebody's dressed like a flamingo and they walk onto the stage and... You know, who knows? Maybe the music doesn't start at the right time, or maybe they stumble, or, you know, you don't know what's going to happen. But when you're improvising and you're ready to improvise, you feel much calmer because you feel like, listen, no matter what happens, I'm going to get through it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be okay. I'm going to live through the next beat of the moment.
Now, Lips, I have to ask you. Did you always want to be a giant pair of red lips?
Why not? They're sexy. And when I do get my filler, they're this big before they deflate. Jenny, you know what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about?
And that's what improv is about. It's about making a bold choice and committing. So I love that these performers are committing 100% to what they're doing. And I think that's what people love about this show. Because when you're watching it, you can feel that. Mm-hmm. And it makes you want them to do really well. And it also makes you feel like, listen, if they stumbled, we would be okay with that. Because what they're doing is really hard. And we all stumble sometimes. So improv is very freeing. Because there are no wrong answers with improv.
Do you sing or dance? Do you have any background, any history in singing or dancing? Or
I'm going to say no. When I was in high school, I did a lot of musicals and dancing. And then I did one audition and I could, I like heard myself singing for the first time. And I stopped in the middle of the song and I said, I really can't sing. Can I? And they looked at me and said, no, you really can't.
Oh, my goodness.
Classy.
You know, I know The Masked Singer is not your first step into the game show, so we're going to take it back just a little bit. Now, what happened on the dating game in 96? Come on now. Look, you're already laughing at me, Cheryl. You're already laughing. You got to fill
so
me in on
this. I'm so glad you brought it up. You brought this up.
Let's do it.
The dating game. You know what's so funny? I play poker with Willie Garson, and we were talking, and he was like, I was on the dating game too. And I mean, sadly for me, I was not chosen as one of the bachelorettes. I know. I'm shocked by myself. But when I asked Willie, he said he did go on a date, and it was the most awkward. I mean, it was, you know, they would go away for a whole weekend with a stranger and a chaperone. He said it was just a disaster.
So, wait a minute, hold on. Cheryl, two grown-ups, two fully aged adults, and we need a chaperone to accompany us for dinner?
Yeah, I mean, for the whole weekend.
So it's not just a night.
No. But also, why is that a good idea to send us? Two strangers to Acapulco for a weekend.
Yeah, because, I mean, what if you land in the first 2 hours of the trip just goes sour and I want to get off this place?
I think that's where the chaperone comes in, because then you're hanging out drinking pina coladas with the chaperone.
Oh my goodness. Oh, I couldn't imagine. And then also, you won the Celebrity Family Feud. And I mean, I got to ask you, was it hard to narrow down who you wanted on the show with you to participate? Like, was it like, yo, unk, not today. I'm bringing auntie in today. You can't come. I'm sorry. You know, how did that go?
It was a little tough because, of course, my brothers and my sister. And then, you know, we had to ask my mom. And by the way, we were all like, you don't have to do it if you don't want to, mom. You know, and she's like, oh, no, I want to. What is it? It's like, oh, my God. She was the wild card where we were like, oh, boy, please. And she actually did a great job.
Okay.
But fortunately, we kept it tight because I have such a big family. We could say, you know, no extras because there just wasn't room enough for everybody. But yeah, if my mom had said that she didn't want to do it then it probably would have been a lot of fighting within the family.
Oh, and we don't want that. Well, I know something that I would like to know. If you were to participate and be a contestant on The Masked Singer, what would Cheryl's costume be?
Well, see, this probably isn't enough of a costume. But I do love Vegas, so I like the showgirl sort of aspect of it. But there must
love
be...
it.
It would have to be like a gopher showgirl or something. The costumes are so crazy. Seems like showgirl is so tame for them.
Oh, yeah. And then you also have to disguise your face, too. So it's like we have to put a helmet on Cheryl. We got to give her a full-on costume and make sure that, you know, and it's going to be a heavy costume, too. Oh,
yeah,
you know, okay.
And a showgirl astronaut.
Okay, now, Cheryl, can I just say one thing?
Yeah.
You're the third person to come on the show and mention astronaut.
It's interesting because I guess there's something about astronauts having their own little suit.
Yeah, it's weird.
Their own little bubble around their head where it's like, look, this is my space. Don't bother me.
Right.
So you think when you think of wearing those costumes, you kind of think, oh, that seems pleasant. Have your own bubble around your head.
I agree.
How was it? Is it scary when you get out there and sing? I've heard, you know, Anna Gasteyer is a good friend of mine, and she was saying, yeah, there's something very comforting about the anonymity of it, where you're just they don't know who I am. I can do whatever I want. They can't see me. So that must be kind of cool, I guess, huh?
Good thing is they never have to see our faces, our real faces. Right. So they'll never get Bow Wow actually messing up. They're going to always have the frog. Man, they won't catch my face. They won't be a giddy image going around of my, you know, my mouth wide open and I'm making the most ugliest face in the world. So it's like, even though I'm out here, I'm protected behind the mask. So the mask is protection, too. You know, this is a little different, but you do get that self-confidence. And that's one thing that I love about this show that it gives, you know, the contestants is if you ever had that little piece of doubt in your body doing this show and being behind that mask and being in costume, it definitely builds character. And you'll once you get out there, you'll learn a lot about self-courage, man. It really does. Yeah. It builds you up. It does. It really does.
Yeah. Well, I think that's what the viewers feel. You know, I think it's fun to watch because people are clearly out of their comfort zone. They're doing something that they never imagined themselves doing. And it's fun to see people being silly, people being brave, people doing something they wouldn't normally do.
I love you, Lips, because you are unapologetic. You are living. You were like, I don't even care what notes, honey. I'm just going to live my truth up here. It was fabulous.
I mean, this is what the show is all about. Yes. People stepping out of their comfort zone. I thought she was fun and did an amazing job.
I was just about to ask, I was like, so you and family, like, do you guys get around with each other, you know, and actually, you know, watch the show and party and laugh at all the crazy stuff that actually goes on? Because I know I definitely do.
I watch it with my sister. She's actually the one who told me about Masked Singer. I have fun watching it with my kids, and her kids are, you know, teenagers.
Right.
And she said it's consistent and it's joyful. And I like that. I was like, okay, I'm going to watch it. And then I said, oh, I get it. It's crazy, but joyful.
I hear that you can play a little poker.
Mm.
Are there any elements of Poker Plan that actually come into play on The Masked Singer? Even on like the contestant side, is there anything you can actually implement poker with discussing The Masked Singer?
Well, yes. Listen, poker, you don't see people's cards, right? So you don't know what they have, what their hand is, but you're guessing. You're imagining right. what cards are in their hands. So you have to make your choices based on what you think they have.
Right, exactly.
So with Masked Singer, you're making assumptions and you're betting on sort of your instincts, right? Who right. you think right. that person is, and then you go with it. I mean, you know better than anybody. One of the secrets of life, if you will, is committing.
You're right.
So it's good to just go for it, make a decision, and then take it from there. And if you're wrong, you're wrong. But if you're right, it feels so good.
It does. Oh, man, it does. I just told somebody not too long ago, I said, listen, if you feel a little weird, that means it's good.
Yeah, exactly. I was talking to Niecy one day and we were talking and I said something about being afraid to do something. And she looked at me and she said, don't be afraid of doing something. That's the time you get to use your courage. She said, you don't get to use your courage every day. So do that thing that makes you get to use your courage. And I thought, well, she makes it sound so simple, but she was right, you know? So you feel like, oh, I'm storing up my courage for one day to do something. So just use it, do it, and see what happens.
Exactly. Y'all better listen to that advice.
People respect you for it.
Absolutely. I'm telling our listeners right now, they better take on that advice you just told them. That was some free game right there. They better take that and run with it. But I gotta thank you so much, Sarah, for your time.
Thank
I had
you.
So much fun with you. I'm a big fan of you.
So good to talk to you.
Always. Thank you so, so much. In just a few minutes, I'm going to be dropping this week's exclusive clue on y'all. Y'all know how I do, man. So don't go anywhere, all right? But right now, this is what I want to do. I got to bring in one of tonight's Unmasked Singers. He is a spine surgeon in training at Harvard Beth Israel Medical Center in Boston. That's right. He also happens to be a singer with an incredible voice who released one of this year's biggest albums. It's the man, Dr. Elvis, is in the building.
There you go.
What's going on, Doc?
Oh, man, doing well. I'm back in the real world after the madness of Masked Singer, and it feels good, man. It feels good. How are you?
I'm good, man. Let's go ahead and lighten up the mood a little bit. Serpent, man.
Love it.
Let's talk about it, man. What was it about the serpent that, you know, you was like, you know what, this is what I want. This is the costume for me. This is me right here.
I mean, a number of reasons. First, I mean, when I first saw it, I was just blown away. It was like looking at something out of a movie in real life. So, I mean, when I first saw it, it was almost like a serpent love at first sight, which is really, really cool. As most people know, I'm a physician, so I'm an orthopedic surgeon, and specifically I'm a spine surgeon. And within medicine, the serpent around the staff is one of the main symbols of medicine. And for those reasons, I was just drawn to the costume.
That's right, man. What was the most difficult part about you being in the serpent outfit?
If I were to give you an analogy, I would imagine yourself being inside of an oven. You can barely see anything. And the temperature is, the more you move, the temperature just keeps rising and rising. So it's super, super hot. And so it was a huge challenge. Honestly, the very first time that I actually rehearsed with the full costume on,
yeah,
I had to hit a big note at the end of the song. It's like a 7-second long note. And I literally started seeing stars. Like, I almost passed out. So it definitely took some conditioning over the few days. So it was crazy. I'm glad I survived in it. It sounded decent, I think, at least.
One thing I will say is you definitely impressed the panel with your performance. We all know that.
Once again, we are in the presence of greatness.
That was a super six performance right there.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not a huge recording star, you should be.
Man, again, the one thing I'll emphasize is that this is completely out of my wheelhouse. I'm training to be a spine surgeon. So to be on a stage singing, dancing is completely 100% something that I've never even done before. So when I was standing there, I was, you know, trying to catch my breath. I was about 110 degrees overheated inside the costume, and I was just kind of soaking it all in. And it was incredibly surreal just standing there thinking, like, last week I was in surgery and this week I'm on stage, you know, and being able to share this audience with millions of people across the country. To be honest, I had to pinch myself inside underneath the mask a couple of times, and it was one of the most surreal moments of my life.
And I gotta say this, man, Nicole seemed to finally figure out that it was you. Like, she figured it out. So how did you feel when she guessed you?
You know, the funny thing is, so I had an opportunity of doing a duet a while back with Nicole. That was at the height of the beginning of the pandemic, and it was all done virtual. And it was just cool. I mean, growing up, again, this is not my avenue, not my lane. And just being able to share space over a song with her was incredibly special. And it was a song Rise Up by Andra Day. Hearing the final version of it, especially in that time, was special. And, you know, I've never met her in person, but I saw her wheels turning when some of the Clue packages were coming out as far as medicine and then music.
I think this person is actually a doctor that I recently had the honor of singing with on Mass Singer after the Mass. His version of Imagine went viral. This is Dr. Elvis.
It was cool to see her like hone in her guesses. And I think that's one of the coolest parts of the show, just having that mystery effect and seeing them kind of hone in on an actual good guess.
It is, man. And everybody loves the clues. We know how important the clue package is. So what I want to do right now with you is let's break down your clue package, if you can. There were some things in there, some visual stuff that I was trying to figure out.
Yeah, some of the clues in the clue package were really cool. I think they range from people who kind of may know me on social media and then also just some very personal things that people who might know me that way. So one of the clues was it's the map started in the Caribbean. My family, they're all from Haiti,
right?
Hence my last name, Francois. So that was a really, really cool clue.
Okay.
Another clue was growing up, I was one of the most misbehaved kids in America. I was always getting into fights. I was mischievous, to say the least. So I'll set things on fire at school.
I was slithering furiously down a path towards destruction, but my pops saved me, buying me a one-way ticket away from the wrong crowd and onto a path towards success.
So there was Serpent Senior there who, without him, you know, giving me constant guidance, I would have probably been stuck in the projects of Miami, which is where I grew up. With his help and his guidance, I was able to come out of that. So those were some really cool clues. And then also the medical clues were also really, really big throughout.
Right. And then talk about your song choices, man. You did I'm Going to Be 500 Miles, The Bones, and Cool. Why did you choose those songs? Are these songs that you love? Are these favorites? Or, you know, were these songs that you found that would be challenging for me to sing? Like, not for you to sing them, but people wouldn't expect me to sing these type of songs. So I want to throw them off by picking these records.
Yeah, no, all those reasons you mentioned, exactly. From what I do for a living, which is orthopedic surgery, which is bones and joints and spine surgery. So the song The Bones was another clue because that's what I do. I'm actually a bone doctor. So to be able to kind of use a song that has a play on words with what I do as a profession with music, it was really, really cool. The song 500 Miles was absolutely hands down one of my favorite songs. A very, very hard song to sing with that big note that's held at the end. So I wanted to give some people something different with that one. But I really, really love the meaning behind it and what it means to go far for my patients, which is what I do on a day-to-day basis, and as much as for anyone who's going through these difficult times, like the people that you love. So, and then the last song, Cool, was something very, very different. I wanted to channel your energy, actually, because when you were killing it on stage, you wowed the crowd with your showmanship. So I wanted to do something that was a little more flashy, a little more dance, you know, give people a little bit more swag on stage. And so I tried to cover all bases.
Hey, man, listen, I'm going to tell you this right now. It's never enough swagger you can get a Mass Singer audience, man. I definitely appreciate it.
Never enough
love
sauce.
It.
Not too much. You can't you know have too much sauce. Can't have too much sauce.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely not. And it seems like music has always been in your blood, something that, you know, me and you both can relate to. How much of an important role did music play on your childhood and just growing up? And who inspired you to actually want to start singing?
That's a good question. I mean, for me, I never grew up in a musical family, and I never grew up with, like, formal music lessons or anything like that. But my dad he's tone deaf, so he's like one of the worst singers that I've ever heard. And he'll agree to that.
Man.
But he would always sing this one song that was inspirational whenever we had bad days. And I grew up in a single father parent household, and he was taking care of us and family back in Haiti. But he would always sing this one song, and it was real calming and reassuring to him. And for me, I never knew anything more than music other than music that had meaning and had a message behind it. And so for me, I would always gravitate towards music on good days and bad days. And as I transitioned into medicine, I would find that every patient that I would, you know, take care of would always have a favorite song or a favorite artist or a favorite album. And so I found ways to connect with my patients with music. And I have jam sessions in the peds department with kids or in the lobby of the hospital. I'll kind of jam out with some music. And I think for me, that's been the relationship with music. It's always had this healing quality. And for me, that's how why I gravitate towards music so much.
Now, I got to ask you this, man. I got to ask you the $1 million question. And it is the name, man. I gotta ask you, man. What's the story behind the name? I gotta know.
Yeah, no. So it's actually a pretty funny story because I remember I finally like asked when I was like 12 or 13, why my mom named me Elvis? And my parents were gonna name me Gregory. So there are people who are like fans of Elvis Presley, and then there are people who name their children Elvis Presley. So my mom was in the second group of fans. So she had a dream that she was at an Elvis Presley concert a week before I was born. Mm-hmm. And then there was an Elvis Presley marathon at the hospital, actually, when so she claims the day that I was born. And she said she took it as a sign and she didn't name me Gregory and she went with Elvis instead. And I'm just happy she wasn't like a Bon Jovi fan or Led Zeppelin. My name, those are great bands. My name would be a little different.
Hey, man, I hear that. I gotta ask you this. Is it possible, like, do you listen to music while you're doing your surgery? Like, is it possible to have your Beats by Dre,
That's a great question. That's a great question. In fact, almost every surgery has some music in the background. So, like, if you're doing, like, a 4-hour case, and this could be your pediatric surgeon, this could be your heart doctor, almost every doctor who's operating, there's generally music in the background. And it's usually the surgeon or the nurse in the room, they'll play some music. And it'll obviously be low enough where people aren't. It's not a concert, but if you're in a 5-hour surgery and the sound of the anesthesia machine, it goes beep, beep, that's all you hear for 5 hours. Most people it'll drive most people crazy. So usually you'll have music on it. And I think most people don't realize that, but almost 95% of surgeries have music playing in the background. One thing you should know for sure is that you have your songs and your music have definitely been played in the operating rooms across this country and across this world. That I can guarantee you with the radio play that you've had over the years. So you, even though you haven't been in an operating room, your voice has definitely been in an operating room while someone operates.
I'll tell you what, I'd rather have my voice there than me actually physically. I would be no help. And then before I let you go, man, we got to talk about probably a highlight moment of this season, man. You know, I always like to joke with Ken a lot about, you know, his choices and, you know, his judging skills. But you actually brought tears to Ken. And, you know, I don't know if that's ever happened in Masked Singer history.
You know, that's what a real doctor does, man. He's an orthopedic surgeon. I was a generalist. This guy is smarter than any doctor on the planet. And there's just truly no one more talented than him. And I'm crying because I'm jealous that you're more talented than me. And but I just want you to know, man, you just got us through a very difficult time. And, you know, we love you so much.
Yeah, I mean, that was incredibly humbling. And it was a true honor to hear some of the words that he said. To be honest, like when I was standing there, the first thing that I thought was like, I mean, I'm just like the rest of us. Like as far as healthcare providers, and there are so many people on the front lines who are in the emergency departments, who are in, on the front line helping people with the coronavirus, COVID-19. Just me standing there, I think for me, I was humbled and I was honored, but you know, the temperature, as you mentioned in the room, was a reflection of kind of what's going on across the country. And I think the most amazing part of, you know, what you do, what the people at Masked Singer have done is giving people a reason to have a smile, right? To just turn on the TV and you turn on the news and there are millions of cases going on and there's all this craziness, but being able to have that moment to just take a deep breath and laugh or just, you know, watch your favorite celebrity get unmasked. So for me, it was just very surreal to be closer to the center of all that. And it was truly, and I will say on another note, the whole time I was like, Elvis, don't start crying. I was like, you know, my man Ken started getting teary eyed, some of the other judges. And I was like, it was very humbling. And it was probably one of the moments that I'll probably remember for the rest of my life, if anything else, but it was incredibly remarkable.
Man, I hear that, man. Remarkable it was. Your performances, bro, I got to give it to you. Hey, listen, man, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for stopping through the show.
Val, man, I appreciate that, man. I've been a fan of yours since day one, man. So keep rocking and doing all you're doing. You have your growth and building your empire. So always love, man. I appreciate having the space to chat with you, man.
Hey, man, no problem, bro. Anytime, man. Anytime, bro. We appreciate you. Know that.
Absolutely.
All right, you guys, you have been patient, and now the time has arrived for your exclusive clue. This week, we got a little information about Mushroom. And the clue is, Mushroom owes his musical style to a bad mistake that ended up being pretty cool. All right, you guys, that is a wrap. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Join me next Wednesday with all the behind-the-scenes news. You know I got another unmasked singer who will be joining me, and as always, I have another exclusive clue. And from me to you guys, I love you guys. Thank you all for tuning in. I'm out. Peace. The official Masked Singer podcast is a production of iHeartRadio and Fox, executive produced by KT Studios. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And don't forget to tune in to The Masked Singer on Fox every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Forget those Sunday night blues for a second with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.